Leopold of Castelnuovo, Confessor, First Order. Adeodatus Mandich was his name before he became Father Leopold of Castelnuovo, his birthplace in Dalmatia, and a member of the Capuchin province of Padua. Pope St. Paul VI beatified him on May 2, 1976. In the address he gave on that occasion, the Holy Father summed up the life of Blessed Leopold in these words, quote, "He was born on May 12, 1866, and died in Padua, where, having become a Capuchin, he had lived most of his earthly life, which concluded when he was 76 years old, on July 30, 1942, just over 30 years ago. Here, in this case, canon law has been indulgent, departing from the norm which postpones the discussion of the virtues of a servant of God for 50 years after his death. The judgment of the Church had to give in to the spontaneous chorus of all those who had known the humble Capuchin. Father Leopold was ecumenical ante litteram, that is, he dreamed, foresaw, and promoted, yet without operating it, the recomposition of the Church in perfect unity. But the peculiar note of the heroism and charismatic virtue of Blessed Leopold was something else. Who does not know it? It was his ministry in hearing confessions. The late Cardinal Lorona wrote in 1962, "His method of life was the following. Having celebrated the sacrifice of the Mass early in the morning, he sat in the confessional and remained there the whole day long at the disposal of penitents. He kept this tenor of life for about 40 years without the slightest complaint." End quote. He was canonized in 1983 by St. John Paul II. On the benefits of the sacrament of penance. Consider the zeal of St. Leopold in administering the sacrament of penance. He knew the great benefits of this sacrament, of which St. Anthony of Padua said, "In sermons the seed is sown, in the confessional the fruit is gathered in." The fruit consists above all in the reconciliation of the penitent sinner with God. The confessional is like the miraculous pool at Jerusalem, into which an angel descended at specified times, and the first patient to enter the waters was healed of whatsoever infirmity he lay under. John 5:4. The priest is this angel of God in the confessional, who has the power to heal the sinner of the disease of his soul. And not only the first sinner that makes his appearance, but everyone who comes properly prepared. What should keep sinners from hastening to avail themselves of this spiritual bath? Consider that to receive the sacrament of penance with profit, it is above all necessary that we be sincerely sorry for our sins. Of course, we must also seriously examine our conscience after we have called upon the Holy Spirit for help. We must honestly confess all our mortal sins, and we are obliged to say the penance imposed upon us. But the most important and necessary requirement is sincere supernatural contrition for our sins, to which must be joined a firm purpose not to sin again. Just as there can be no valid baptism without water, so there can be no valid confession without contrition. The more perfect our contrition is, the greater will be the benefit we derive from the sacrament of penance. Therefore, make an act of contrition immediately after you have made your examination of conscience, and then repeat it briefly but sincerely while the priest is giving you absolution. Consider that we can derive profit from the sacrament of penance, even if we have no mortal sin to confess. For this holy sacrament also remits venial sins, increases sanctifying grace in the soul, strengthens the soul against a relapse into sin, and always remits temporal punishment due to our sins. But since this always takes place through absolution, it is necessary to confess at least one specific sin. Where there is no sin, there can be no absolution. Should it happen that since your last confession, you have no actual sin to confess, then accuse yourself of one that you committed in your past life, and which you again regret, in the spirit of the psalmist. Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Psalm 50, verse 4. Then the Holy Sacrament will always increase your peace of heart. Prayer of the Church. Give ear, we beseech thee, O Lord, to the prayers of thy suppliant people, and punish us not for our sins, which we confess before thee, but in thy mercy grant us both pardon and peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Leopold Mandich, pray for us. Thank you.